Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif said negotiators for the United States and Iran had reached a, quote, final agreed-upon text, and that mediators were working with both sides on next steps. In a social media post, Sharif wrote, quote, peace has never been this close as it is now. Representatives for Washington and Tehran also said they're close to a deal to end the 3.5-month war in the Middle East, though officials on both sides said the terms have not been finalized. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said an agreement had, quote, never been closer, while President Donald Trump suggested a signing ceremony could take place as soon as this weekend. Trump has repeatedly said deals to resolve the conflict were imminent, though previous claims have not materialized. The proposed ceasefire agreement, which was outlined by officials from the United States, Iran, and mediator Pakistan, would include a ceasefire, the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, and an easing of U.S. restrictions on Iran. During an interview on Iranian state television, Araghchi summarized the deal, saying, there is the issue of the Strait of Hormuz with its details, the removal of maritime restrictions, the next round of negotiations, and the subjects it will include, Iran's nuclear issue, sanctions relief, reconstructions in the framework of an economic reconstruction and development plan, whose mechanisms will be agreed upon during subsequent negotiations, and other matters that will arise. The Memorandum of Understanding would also include Iran reaffirming its pledge not to pursue nuclear weapons, with broader nuclear negotiations to follow in later talks. But Araghchi pushed back against previous comments by President Donald Trump that nuclear material would be removed from Iran or destroyed. Our position has always been, and this has long been our policy, that if high-level enriched uranium material, particularly the 60% enriched material, is to be addressed, then from our perspective, the only acceptable method is its dilution or conversion inside Iran. Iranian officials said internal deliberations were still underway. They also said Iran wants additional provisions related to regional conflicts, including Israel's military actions in Lebanon. Araghchi said that if signed, the agreement would help to normalize relations between the United States and Iran. The two sides will respect each other's sovereignty. I believe this is the first time that after 47 years, the United States has explicitly expressed respect for the sovereignty of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and mentions this and puts it in writing, and asks us in return to respect the sovereignty of the United States. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance said any agreement would prioritize U.S. and allied concerns, and argued economic benefits would follow Iranian compliance. Israeli officials said they are not party to the negotiations. Despite diplomatic signals, fighting and regional instability have continued, including Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon and ongoing exchanges involving Iran-aligned forces. Analysts said the proposal appears to amount to an initial 60-day ceasefire designed to open the door for longer negotiations over sanctions relief and Iran's nuclear program, a process that could take months or longer. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.